morning, we're continuing with Chayodim, and we're learning Klal and Dalit, and the Chayodim told us that in regards to making a bracha on eating these types of mezonos during the meal, he discussed that back in the Klal Mem Gimel. So in Simet Ches, he says, Ochel me'echem yikol minim eilu b'sech asura, timtum Klal Mem Gimel, Simet Ches tes yud, when you make a bracha on these type of foods during the meal or not. So without going through them inside, just to clarify the point that he says, there are potentially two issues that we need to think about, really on two different ends of the spectrum. So we mentioned before that there's a machlokes, how we define possible bekistin. And we mentioned then that there's an argument between these different opinions, do they agree with each other, or do they disagree? If they disagree, what does it mean they disagree? So, seemingly that means they disagree, which they hold that if I understand pasul b'kistin is scenario number one, scenario number two is pas, and the bracha is hamotzi, and you bench. So a person eats bread during the meal, and at the end of the meal he decides they have some bread just as a snack. He's not making a new bracha, even though he's eating it for a different purpose, for a dessert, but it's bread, and you made a bracha already. So maybe the bracha is supposed to be hamotzi, so I shouldn't be saying a bracha than this food at the end of the meal. So that's one issue. Is this bread, and therefore there's no need to make a bracha at the end of the meal, or is this something else? On the one hand, on the other hand, we want to know, am I eating this as part of the meal, and therefore it's included, even if it's not bread, but it's something which goes under the umbrella of bread, of foods which are eaten for the purpose of the meal, for satiation, and therefore they are included in the hamotzi, or are they eaten as just for tainug ba'alma, and therefore they would not be included, they would need a bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch does say that a person makes a bracha on certain types of these bread-like items at the end of the meal, because they're pasul b'kistin. If they're clearly pasul b'kistin, they're not pas, then a person would make a bracha on them at the end of the meal. We have to be convinced that this is pasul b'kistin, however, the Bir Halacha says. It means it has to meet all of the criteria of pasul b'kistin. Now, these items we're discussing over here are not even pasul b'kistin, they're just simply just mezonos. So they for sure would require bracha at the end of the meal, unless you're eating them for the purpose to satiate oneself. I'm hungry still, and I'm eating them because I'm a little bit hungry. So then they're included in the hamotzi, but the primary definition of hamotzi, the foods that it covers, we follow the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yarno, that the foods which it covers during the meal are foods which are eaten for the purposes of satiation, as opposed to just for enjoyment, etc. So a person eats, for example, a person would eat some cream of wheat during, he would wash for breakfast and have some cream of wheat. Cream of wheat is not pasul b'kistin. Cream of wheat is not eaten as an accompaniment to bread. You don't eat it together with the bread. So why is it a tuffel to the bread? Why is it considered, why does it not need its own bracha? So according to some Rishonim, it does. According to Rashi, it does. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says no, but since it's eaten for the purpose of sova, it goes under the umbrella of what the purpose of a bread meal is, so therefore it's included in the hamotzi. So if I eat these mezonos items for the purpose of sviya, because I'm hungry still, so I do not make a bracha on them. If I'm not hungry anymore, and I'm just eating it because I'm enjoying having something kishmak at the end of the meal, so a person would make a bracha of bereim mezonos on these items at the end of the meal. So that is the examples that the Chayyadim deals with back before, and that's why we mentioned then that the Chayyadim says that if the filling is something which is not a sweet filling, if the filling is something which is more like a meal-like, whether it's meat or cheese or something of that sort, so then the person would not make a bracha, because then it indicates that the normal usage of these things is to be part of the meal, and therefore we include it under the umbrella of the hamotzi, the one that says at the beginning of the meal, and hence that was a discussion which we had in regards to pizza as well. So all that ties back to this discussion of the Chayyadim in Klal Mem Gimel, Simen Ches, Tes, and Yud. Have a good day.